Bob, explain the relationship with Jeff here.
Well, shortly after we did the first show called UFOs, the best evidence ever caught on tape, that was focusing purely on UFO footage at Fox, we heard about Jeff. Jeff was one of the first people to present footage of the famous Phoenix Lights event in March 13, 1997. And Jeff was prolific in getting a very important shot that constituted the package of footage that showed what happened back on that day, famous day in ufology in Phoenix. And we stayed focused on that, on Jeff after that. We actually, Jeff was very active in getting in touch with our offices here in Los Angeles, letting me know what he was doing as a video hunter. We had not really heard the term video hunter before. I don't know if Jeff was actually calling himself that. Jeff, you could tell me in a minute. But I know we were starting to hear that term very, very at the beginning stage of 1997. So I determined, after seeing Jeff on a couple of news reports and knowing that Jeff was a diligent UFO videographer, that whether he was a UFO hunter or not, he sure acted like one. And I knew that he was so diligent, he would grab his camera, he would keep me up to date, even when we weren't in production on a show. He would say, Bob, I just got a clip, you got to see it. And we stayed in contact. We developed this relationship. I must tell you that every time Jeff sent me a new DVD or a VHS copy of his footage, it was always better and better. First, it was maybe what we'd call, you know, lights in the sky, performing in ways that, you know, didn't appear to be flares in any way, shape, and form, under their objects under their own control at night and then in daytime. Then as the footage would get better, we would start to see some sort of almost like saucer-like shape in daylight, blue sky. We were just starting to get more and more impressed. Then the movement of the objects started to get more impressive, circle each other, flip-flop, turn over on each other, just amazing stuff. In fact, it was matching a little bit of what we were seeing out of Mexico. And in an interview Jeff did from my new show that I'm working on, Jeff, by the way, is going to be featured in the Alien Autopsy Update expose by showing people at the end of the show what a real flying saucer, in this case on its side, I think something that he talked to Art about, right, Jeff? You've talked to Art about this before.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about my various footage.
Right, this saucer, I got to tell you, is a very big featured item in both the Alien Autopsy True Story show and another new show I'm working on, where we're going to do a whole Jeff Willis segment, literally. And the bottom line is that Jeff is capturing footage that you must say, without a doubt, is real, not faked. It is absolutely, like I said, it's grown to being the latest, I got to tell you, maybe not the latest in terms of dates, because I think it's a couple of years old, but when you see this flying, domed, structured craft, as Jeff says in the interview he just gave me, you know, it's incredible. It is absolutely a quintessential flying saucer, metallic, reflective. I mean, what else can you say? So, when people see this in the new show, they're going to realize that whatever Ray Santilli had on film, recreated, restored, it doesn't matter. This kind of footage is showing the footage Jeff has been able to get, and the most recent clips, of course, you know, including this dome saucer. There's no doubt there is some sort of, and by the way, this saucer appears to repel from his home, literally as if it's defying gravity. It seems to move, Jeff will give you all the details in a minute, but it seems to move in ways I've never seen before, all caught on video, in camera, no cuts, happens right before your eyes, got to be one of the best clips ever presented to anyone. Jeff, maybe you could tell us some more about it.
And Jeff, are you just in the right place at the right time? I mean, at least 50 hours of great UFO video, and I haven't seen one in my life.
Well, what you have to do, basically, it's a lot more than 50 hours now. It's quite a bit, maybe three times as much.
Really? Okay.
But that's what it, you know, my bio used to be. But what you really have to do is you have to put yourself in the position to where you're going to videotape these things. And the only way to do that is to spend thousands of hours outside hunting these things down or going to UFO hotspots. I often check the UFO Reporting Center for hot areas.
Mm-hmm.
Go out to the location with eyewitnesses, people that have seen the craft in these areas, and we get the video camera rolling, and you know, sometimes we get lucky, sometimes we don't.
Explain to us through your eyes of your camera, Jeff, what has been some of the most compelling things you've seen.
Well, Bob, what Bob just described to you is by far, I think, the most compelling footage that I've shot today.
You've got to understand, just interject, George, this is a flying domed craft over his house.
In
he comes
daylight.
Out to his house. This is over his home. It all happens right on tape. I mean, it is unimpeachable. It is absolutely what it appears to be, whether it's an unknown military device that we've never heard of before, or whether it's an alien craft from an unknown planet, that remains a mystery. But I've never seen in my sky, George, of you, above my home here in Los Angeles, or any, I've not seen a domed flying craft, metallic, apparently defying gravity, no known form of propulsion seen. I mean, it flies away. We estimate this, what, Jeff? It flies away maybe a mile in like a second?
Yeah, and another thing is it does a U-turn on a dime, which is pretty amazing. Basically, I do have some theories on it. There is the location that I shot the UFO is around the Superstition Mountain area, and Superstition Mountain is notorious for UFO reports, and I a lot of daylight reports as well. And you know, sure enough, you set up a video camera around the location. Like I said before, it's only a matter of time before you start videotaping these things because they are real and they are in our skies.
Are you seeing, like in Phoenix, these large triangular-shaped objects, Jeff?
Absolutely. I've videotaped at least three triangular-shaped objects. One is recent, is March 6th. Last weekend, the 20th of this month, I videotaped some more lights north of my house, and I will have that video up on my website tomorrow. By the way, my website's UFOsoverPhoenix.com, and I do keep track of these objects all the time. I'm out there all the time waiting for these things.
You better have a good server, Jeff, or we're going to crush it tonight.
By the way, George, Jeff is one of the people that we focused on the last couple of years, and at the same time we were focusing on Jeff, another group of people have emerged, individuals mainly, but in different parts of the world. One guy has just presented a cache of footage to me that I must tell you will drive my next 2 years of programming. So now it's not only Jeff. I don't want people to think that Jeff Willis is the only person. He's one of the most dedicated and one of the most successful in what he does. But there are other people starting to emerge now that are shooting things that are mind-boggling. And I must tell people that anyone who suggests that there's not a lot of UFO footage being amassed must be either on another planet, literally, or not doing their homework. There's more UFO footage of the flying saucer variety and things that look like actual structured, I would say, craft in the neighborhood of like a Star Trek episode that are being shot both above the Earth and in space, George. And the only thing that I think people need to recognize is that our TV industry, our film industry, are not really focusing on the true information.